Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. For those of you who are just getting in tune with this program, I've been doing the alphabet, not everyone in the art, but moving through with requests from various people. People write me, call, and so on and so forth. We're in the J's. And Pete Johnson starts today, piano player, probably more associated with the Kansas City style, which came out of the early ragtime into blues, excuse me, and into Harlem stride piano and Kansas City style piano, all that. Pete Johnson was chosen by Dan Quayle, who started in 1939 and ended in 1939, his own record label, because he didn't want to record anyone else but piano players, and Johnson was one of them. Solo Art is the name of the record company and the label. Two by Pete Johnson now, B and O Blues and Buzz Robinson Blues, 1939, solo piano, Pete Johnson. Johnson, 1939, for Solo Art Records, and two of his compositions, B and O Blues, and Buzz Robinson Blues, 1939. The same year, Pete Johnson made some records with his friend Joe Turner, and they had a long association in Kansas City. Pete Johnson would be playing the piano, and Joe Turner would be selling the drinks behind the bar. And he'd sing on occasion. That happens in certain saloons even today. Vocalion Records recorded three of their great compositions, Cherry Red, Baby, Look at You, and Lovin' Mama Blues. There's a band in this that has all kinds of interesting connections with what was going to happen afterwards. Hot Lips Page plays the trumpet. Buster Smith, Kansas City clarinetist and alto saxophonist. When you hear the alto saxophone, think of Charlie Parker because he was a big influence on Parker. Johnson at the piano, Lawrence Lucy playing guitar, Abe Bolar on bass, and Eddie Doherty on the drums. Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, 1939.
Look at you. Ah, lady, baby, look at you. You're so beautiful, you got dancing days. Ah, baby, just wanna sway and sway. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, look at you. And I love you, babe, that's the way you do. Summertime, look at you. Wintertime, look at you. And I love you, babe, that's the way you do. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, look at you. Oh, baby, baby, look at you. Yeah. I've been so lonesome. I'll count the days you've gone. Love is like water, it turns off and on. Love is like water, it turns off and on. When I woke up this morning, I found my baby had gone. Found my baby had gone.
Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys for Blue Note Records. Excuse me, Vocalion Records, 1939. And three that he had penned with Joe Turner, who you heard singing there. Cherry Red, Baby Look at You, and Lovin' Mama Blues. Hot Lips Page, Trumpet, Buster Smith, Alto, Johnson Piano, Lawrence Lucy Guitar, Abe Bolar on bass, and Eddie Doherty playing the drums, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... And finally, for Pete Johnson, we'll get together for Blue Note in December of 39. Alfred Lion had just formed that magnificent record label, which would go on for several decades. And what's interesting about it is that Lyon wasn't interested in what he wanted as much as what the musicians wanted. He chose the musicians that he wanted to perform, and his taste was quite broad and unusual. He chose Thelonious Monk, for example, in the late 40s when nobody would. Pete Johnson's Blues Trio first on this day in 1939. Kansas City Farewell. Ulysses Livingston plays the guitar. Abe Bolar here again on string bass. And then a gorgeous thing done by Johnson as a solo piano piece, written by him, called You Don't Know My Mind. Thank you. from December 1939, as recorded by Blue Note Records. 12-inch 78 records, meaning they go 4 minutes rather than the usual three of the 10-inch 78 sign. The Pete Johnson Blues Trio, meaning Pete Johnson piano, Ulysses Livingston on guitar, and Abe Bolar on bass, did Johnson's Kansas City Farewell. And then Johnson, solo piece, You Don't Know My Mind. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... And continuing on with the letter J, let's travel around a bit. Let's go to San Antonio, Texas, November 1936, and hear Robert Johnson, his guitar, and his voice doing his walking blues. And then to Memphis, Tennessee, August 1928, for Victor Records, hear Tommy Johnson, no relation, doing his canned heat blues.
Morning, we can't eat on my mind. Oh, no, no. Grind on, Lord, I'm on. Jenny, don't you learn me. Take care to rub it. Turn it, burn my soul. Don't do the easy road. I will come every morning. Cry, Kenny, run my bed. Run you somebody. Take it, Kenny. Can't take this, can't even do. Cry, mama, mama, mama. Cry, can't even kill any. Plead to my soul, no. They gon' kill me dead.
Started with Robert Johnson, San Antonio, Texas, November 1936 for Vocalion Records. His guitar, his voice, his song, Walkin' Blues. Then for Victor Records in Memphis, August 1928, Tommy Johnson, guitar and singing, and his Canned Heat Blues. Robert Johnson, Tommy Johnson, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now to Pete Jolly. That's right, J-O-L-L-Y, piano player. Spent most of his life in Los Angeles. And here, a couple of them for you, with the Art Pepper Quintet, meaning Pepper on alto, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Jolly at the piano, Jimmy Bond, bass, Frank Butler, drums. One by Ornette Coleman called Tears Inside, and one by Dwayne Tatro called Maybe Next Year. Thank you. be jolly at the piano in the Art Pepper Quintet of October 1960 in Los Angeles for Contemporary Records. They played for you Tears Inside, written by Ornette Coleman, and maybe next year, written by Duane Tesreau. Pepper playing the alto saxophone, Jack Sheldon trumpet, Jolly at the piano, Jimmy Bond bass, Frank Butler on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NBR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Now, let's go back to 1928. This is Alberta Jones for Champion Records. This is called Shake a Little Bit, written by the piano player here, Corky Williams. We're not sure who the soprano is for a while. A friend of mine says, it's Sidney Bechet, but I don't think so. It's too laid back. Champion Records, Alberta Jones, Shake a Little Bit. Jones, March 1928 for Champion Records. Shake a Little Bit. She has that great line in there, Lordy, Lordy, what a wow. That is something. You might find her also, if you like her, under the name Bessie Sanders. Alberta Jones, Bessie Sanders, same person. Shake a Little Bit. Always good advice. All right, let's see. Let's go to Chicago, 1928, stay in that year. Clarence Jones, piano player for Paramount Records. Two that he wrote, Hold It Boy Blues and Mid the Pyramids.
Thank you.
Clarence Jones and his band in Chicago. 1928, he hit the piano for Paramount Records. He wrote those Hold It Boy Blues and Mid the Pyramids. Harry Johnson cornet, Ralph Brown alto, Jones piano. On banjo and guitar, Elliot Washington, and voice and drummer, Frank Biggs. Chicago, 1928, Clarence Jones. Thus, stay in Chicago, move up a decade. And a couple from Curtis Jones.
I'm wild and I'm reckless, and I can't even talk myself. I'm wild and I'm reckless, and I can't even talk myself. Baby has quit me, and I don't want nobody else. I'm going to the roadhouse, way out on the edge of town. I'm going to the roadhouse, way out on the edge of town. The music is soft and mellow, and the people really break them down. Why, there's beautiful women to give you anything you need. Why, there's beautiful women to give you anything you need. I'm gonna get drunk and gamble and do just as I please. I'm gonna buy myself a pistol and hang it on my side. Gonna buy myself a pistol and hang it on my side. I'm going to join the gangster and live myself a reckless life. I'm going to lock my cabin and turn my lights on low. I'm going to lock my cabin, baby, turn my lights down low. Got to go reckless, loud blue, and I really got to go.
Made me change my mind.
glory.
Right there for you. Curtis Jones, Chicago, 1938, doing his composition, Reckless Lark Blues. With him, Willie B. James playing the guitar. And in Chicago, 1940, for OK Records, piano and vocal by him, and his Blue Memories, harmonica player by Jazz Gillum, drumming by Judge Riley. Curtis Jones from Chicago, 1938-1940, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now to Eddie Jones, bass player, with Ernie Wilkins and Frank West and their band in August 1955 for Savoy Records. An all-star cast at that time, 1955, and Savoy Records. Ernie Wilkins doing the arrangements for us, and Frank West playing the flute and the tenor, and Wilkins also on saxophone. Hank Jones piano, and the person in alphabetical order on this program, Eddie Jones, playing string bass, the great Kenny Clark on drums, Jerome Richardson on tenor and flute, Frank West on tenor and flute, all of that. What do we hear? Frank Foster's Doing the Thing, and William Basie's Shorty George, 1955, Eddie Jones and Friends, Eddie Jones on string bass. This is 88.5 KPLU, 9 NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... All right, let's see now. I'm going to do four in a row for you. Etta Jones, she's going to do all four, great vocalists. 1946, she's going to do Oscillate Me, Baby, Mean to Me. And then we'll jump to 1961, Oliver Nelson will be doing some arrangements for her. I Wish I Didn't Love You So, and You Better Go Now.
Come on, Bud, and let's osculate.
Oh, here I am, baby. What do you mean, osculate?
Well, maybe I'd better tell you about it.
Well, okay, Etta. What about it? What about it?
Osculate me, Daddy, osculate again. Don't stop osculating till I tell you when. It's a short cut to paradise, and it started in the Garden of Eden. Osculate me once, osculate some more. just the way you did before. Better start taking my advice. It'll give you everything that you need. Girls, if you ain't ever tried it, you don't know what you're missing. But please get it straight before it's too late. Osculating's just another word for kissing. Osculate me once, osculate me twice. Osculate me, honey, cause it feels so nice. That's the cry in each romance that ever began. And from there on out, it's up to the man.
Jones there, 1946, June of that year, for RCA Victor Records, Osculate Me Daddy. Dave Cannon wrote that one, Mean to Me, written by Fred Ollert and Roy Turk way back, 1929. George Treadwell playing the trumpet, Richard Harris trombone, Bud Johnson comments, and tenor saxophone, Jimmy Jones at the piano, Al McKibben on string bass, and the leader of the band on drums, J.C. Hurd. Now I jump to 1961. Etta Jones is going to sing some beauties for you, arranged for her by the great Oliver Nelson. Prestige Records, I Wish I Didn't Love You So, and you better go now.
I wish I didn't love you so. My love for you should have faded long ago. Wish I didn't need your kiss. Why should your kiss torture me as long as this? I should be smiling by now with some new tender friend, smiling my now with my heart all mend. But when I try, something in my heart says no. You're still there. Wish I didn't love you so. Because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. Must be spring. I want you so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much.
Etta Jones, 1961, for Prestige Records, and some really magnificent arrangements for her by Oliver Nelson. I Wish I Didn't Love You So, written by Frank Lesser in 1947. He did both the music and the words. And if you're into movies like I am, Betty Hutton sang it in 1947 in a film called Perils of Pauline. And You Better Go Now, written 1936 by Bob Graham, and lyric by Bickley Reichner. And I think the most heard rendition of it was done by Jerry Southern. You might want to chase that down. Etta Jones, 1961, for Prestige Records, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... And now to Hank Jones. Let me get my notes up here. Hank Jones, piano player, composer, arranger, accompanist. A discography is a book that contains everything you did, right, on records. That's what disc means in this sense. And Hank Jones' discography, and he's still going, is probably the size of a pretty good-sized city phone book. So it was fun for me to decide certain things and people he associated with. And I won't take it necessarily in chronological order for him, but in part of this it will be. I'd like to start with a solo piano piece by him in 1977 for Galaxy Records. It's a beauty by Richard Rodgers called I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Hank Jones at the piano for you for Galaxy Records, 1977, and a composition by Richard Rodgers. I didn't know what time it was. Now back to near the beginning of Hank Jones' recording career, November 1944. He was playing piano in a band led by Hot Lips Page, who plays the trumpet and sings for you. The label is Continental. We'll hear two by Page, Big D Blues and It Ain't Like That, and Leonard Feather composition, The Lady in Bed. Page on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Lucky Thompson on tenor saxophone, Hank Jones piano, Sam Allen guitar, Carl Flat Top Wilson playing string bass, and Jesse Price on the drums.
Spending all my cash, it ain't like that.
If you own the Waldorf, town called a Maltese cat, but me believe in all you say, it ain't like that. I'll break up my piggy bank, maybe clip my bone, but hooray for you and forget me. Well, maybe you better keep right on. You upset many souls, but now you a bit too fat. You could look like Venus with arms, but baby, it ain't like that. To reach for her quarter gin. I know she's half asleep, but she's even too tired to yawn. She's been strictly horizontal ever since the day she was born. Thank you.
Okay, Hank Jones. They're playing the piano in Hot Lips Page Band, 1944 for Continental. Two of them by Page, Big D Blues, and It Ain't Like That, and one by Leonard Feather called The Lady in Bed. Page singing and playing his trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Lucky Thompson tenor sax, Hank Jones piano, Sam Allen on guitar, Carl Flattop Wilson string bass, and Jesse Price on the drums. Hank Jones in the Hot Lips Page Band of November 1944. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. Now Hank Jones with Stan Getz Quartet, 1946, July for Savoy. Getz wrote this, it's called And the Angels Sing. He plays the roach on the drums. With the Stan Getz Quartet of July 1946 for Savoy. Getz wrote And the Angels Swing. He played tenor, Jones piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on drums. One of the jobs of all piano players in this art is to introduce what the band's going to play. That doesn't mean they take the mic and say the title. What that means is that the leader will turn to them and say, give us 4 bars or give us 8 bars, and that means the number of bars in and measures of music in an introduction. Right now, not don't think about it. And in this selection, you go to my head. This is Coleman Hawkins Band, December 1946, as recorded by Sonora Records. Hank Jones gives Coleman Hawkins an incredible introduction. Jones with Coleman Hawkins in 1946 for Sonora. You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coote. And as I said, that intro is something. We're going to hear two more from that band that I want to mention everybody. Fats Navarro is there on trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Porter Kilbert on alto saxophone, Hank Jones at the piano, Hawk, of course, playing his tenor saxophone, Milt Jackson on vibes, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums. Now, Thelonious Monk's I Mean You. This says so much for Coleman Hawkins, who had hired all these young men to play in this band with him because he wanted to learn what they were doing. And that's very unusual. And also to have them bring in interesting compositions being done by their contemporaries. In this case, Monk and I Mean You, and then an old one from 1934 written by Sam Coslow and Artie Johnston, Cocktails for Two. Thank you. Hank Jones at the piano with Coleman Hawkins, 1946 for Sonora. I Mean You by Thelonious Monk and Cocktails for Two by Sam Coslow and Artie Johnston. Fats Navarro trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Porter Kilbert, alto saxophone, Coleman Hawkins, of course, on tenor, Hank Jones piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on drums, Milt Jackson on the vibes. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from Norman Granz, who is probably more well-known for jazz at the Philharmonic concerts and his record labels than anything else, gave Hank Jones a contract to do his own album. That means an album of three 10-inch 78 records. Big deal for him. In the fall of 1947 for Grand's Mercury Clef label. So this is the first for Hank Jones as a leader and having his own record. And here are a couple beauties from that album. The Night We Called It a Day by Matt Dennis and Yesterday's by Jerome Kern. Thank you. his first album ever in his career, long career. Hank Jones, 1947 for Norman Grant's Mercury Clef label. And two of them, Matt Dennis, The Night We Called It a Day, and Jerome Kern's Yesterdays. Hank Jones. In December of 47, Charlie Parker hired Hank Jones to play in his quartet in a concert at Carnegie Hall in New York City, recorded by Norman Granz for Clef label. Parker calls this the Bird, and that's his nickname, Bird. And it's based on a composition by Eddie Durham called Topsy. Jones plays the piano and Parker the alto, Ray Brown bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums. Charlie Parker Quartet, Carnegie Hall, 1947, December, for Clef Records. One called The Bird, Hank Jones on the piano, Charlie Parker alto, Ray Brown bass, Shelly Mann on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now Hank Jones in 1958 for Capitol Records with Barry Galbraith on guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. The Hank Jones Quartet, 1958 for Capitol Records. Meaning Jones, of course, on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Milt Hinton bass, O.C. Johnson drums. Star Eyes by Gene DePaul, Let Me Know, written by Hank Jones. Try a Little Tenderness by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, and Harry Woods. And Bright Lights by G.G. Grice. Hank Jones, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from. And now to 1977 for Hank Jones, when he was in Paris, July, for Barclay Records over there. George Duvivier joins him on bass and Oliver Jackson on drums. Let's Fall in Love, written by Harold Arlen, and Like Someone in Love, written by Jimmy Van Heusen. Jones Trio in Paris, 1977, for Barclay Records. George Duvivier bass, Oliver Jackson on drum. Let's Fall in Love by Harold Arlen, and Like Someone in Love by Jimmy Van Heusen. I'd like to end the program today with Hank Jones accompanying a vocalist. And here he is with Abby Lingdon.
Should pity me, but I don't, because you see, I have lived and I have learned, and as far as I'm concerned, without sleeping, strangely enough, I sleep well, except for a dream or two, but then I count my sheep well. Seem to lull you to sleep. Oh, I should care. I should let it upset me. But as you. Thank you.
I'm a long way from St. Louis. Climb the ladder of success. Seen those town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. Broke a lot of hearts between. Met a gang of gloomy gals who were doing all right till you came on scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed population hereabouts. Baby, I got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go.
Hank Jones and Abby Lincoln, 1992, for Verve Records. What'd they give us? I Should Care, written by Sammy Kahn, Axel Stordahl, and Paul Weston. And You Came a Long Way from St. Louis. Words by Bob Russell and music by John Benson Brooks. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.